Prince of the Jungle. Jack Barber, coming home late from the office, is surprised to find his driveway blocked by a fenderless car of uncertain origin. He slams to a stop just in time. Thus, he's obliged to leave his own car out in front. He trudges down the driveway and up the back steps. His wife, Betty, is reading at the kitchen table.
Hey, Betty, whose car is...
Jamie is tutoring Kenny Boomster.
Pardon?
In the living room. So we've left them alone. He's a senior, but he never heard of grammar until tonight.
Dumb, huh?
Oh, I guess he's a pretty good ball player, but... Oh, don't take off your things.
Why not?
Father Barber wants you to come over.
Oh, no, Betty.
I know. I said you'd be tired, but they've had a cable from Hazel. It's got him worried sick. Dan's coming home alone.
Alone?
He really is, Jack. At least, that's what the cable said, or wireless, or whatever it is they use from Scotland. Anyhow, it said, Dan is flying home alone. We'll explain details. Stop needed here. Stop, or something like that. I don't know. They'll tell you.
Gosh, say.
Paul's away, and Nikki, and Claudia. The folks need somebody to talk to. I didn't want to leave here. Sharon told me a weird story about Kenny having some enemies. He has to fight all the time. Some kind of a teenage feud, so... I didn't want to be away from the house while he was here.
Oh, wait, now, this is coming too fast. A feud?
He left baseball practice one day and had to fight off four terrible boys. They tackled him with tire chains.
But why? What for?
Hi, Daddy.
Oh, Sharon, now, wait.
Mom, guess what? Jeannie has almost taught him the parts of speech.
Not really.
She's using that old grammar of grandfather's, published in 1854, that his father had. I guess it's the best one. It's got 9 parts of speech in it. Articles, pronouns, verbs, prepositions.
Hey, wait a
minute. Don't stop me. I'm learning them, too. Prepositions, nouns, adjectives, adverbs, conjunctions, interjections. There. Now, what was it, Daddy?
What is this about a feud?
Oh, sure. Some boys hate him. They live around North Beach. Was there anybody hanging around outside?
Tell him about the tire chains.
Oh, well, Kenny was coming out of the locker room one night after baseball practice, and here they were with tire irons and chains, and they tried to beat him up.
Ye gods.
He's not too bright to begin with, so he doesn't worry too much. But he has to be very careful wherever he goes because one of them says they're going to get him. His name is Tony, and he's from New York, and 2 of the others are from New Jersey, and one of them's from Baltimore.
Some of our new citizens.
Well, when they tried to beat him up, what happened?
Oh, he's a terribly strong boy, you know. He comes from down around Watsonville. They call him an Afternocker. His folks just moved up here, too. His dad works in a motor factory. Anyway, he was fighting all four when the coach and a couple of other boys came out and ended it. But Tony's still after him.
But why?
Why? Oh, I don't know.
I don't like any part of this.
That paragon, Jerry Beetham, got us into it.
Oh, you mustn't blame Jerry. He asked Janie to help because Kenny's the best pitcher the team ever had, and he's a dog in 4 subjects, all because he doesn't know basic English grammar. He either came from a progressive school or they just couldn't get it inside his head.
I don't want hoodlums around here. If it ever happens, I'll call the police.
Daddy.
No, I mean it. I'm not going to have this sort of thing. We see enough of it in the newspapers.
Okay, Janie. Thanks a lot. Good night, doll.
Here he comes.
Come on in, Kenny. Well, come on in. Kenny, this is my father. Daddy, this is Kenny Boomster. He's a senior. He pitches for the team.
Oh, Kenny.
Hi, Mr. Barber.
How'd you get along?
I'm going to give you the 9 parts of speech. Articles, pronouns, verbs, prepositions,
Nouns.
Nouns, adjectives, adverbs, conjunctions. Interjection.
Good, Kenny.
Yeah, I hope I can remember him tomorrow a.m. Well, I'm glad I met you, Mr. Barber.
Hey, Kenny, wait a minute.
Yeah?
Daddy?
Just mind your manners. What's this about tire chains? I understand every now and then you have to flee for your life.
I don't run from nobody. What'd you tell him first?
Well, in this family, we talk things over.
Yeah, I bet. Well, this don't happen yesterday, Mr. Barber. This happens in March.
All over, is it? It's resolved, is it? It's finished?
Well, I don't know. Guess so. Yeah.
Well, how did it begin? What was the reason?
I'll get it.
Kenny, how did it begin?
Well, I was in another school, see, before we moved to this neighborhood. And this guy, Tony, said a certain old dame was his girl, only he never even spoke to her. Well, I pitched a one-hitter, and she walks home with me. Well, he says stay away because he's going to someday get up nerve to talk to this old dame. And when he does, he don't
doesn't.
Want... he don't want me giving him no competition.
Any competition.
Jack, hurry up. Your father wants to speak to you right away.
Okay, Betty. Kenny, don't leave. I'll be right back. Don't go away. I want to talk to you a minute.
Jack, hurry. It's terribly important.
I'm coming, Betty. I'm coming. brother. Nothing like a quiet evening at home. Now, stay there, Kenny. I want to talk to you.
Jack takes the phone from Betty. He indicates with a backward movement of one thumb that she's needed in the kitchen.
Don't let him get away. I've got a few questions.
Jerry Beeson says he's dumb but dependable.
Good, but keep him there. Hello?
Jack, I expected you to call me. Most disturbing cable from Hazel.
I heard about it, Dad.
I want to talk to you.
I've got a little problem here.
Your mother and I have been waiting for somebody to...
Dad, listen. I've got a fire to put out over here.
Oh.
And then I'll be over.
Yes, we got this cable about 2 o'clock, and we've had nobody to talk to.
I'll be over, Dad. I promise.
Yes, go back.
Now, please wait, Kenny. Mr. Barber will be here to... Oh, here he is now.
Kenny.
Yeah?
What have you done about these threats?
You can trust Daddy. Go ahead. Daddy's a lawyer.
Yeah?
We'd be glad to help you, if we can.
Well, I'm doing okay.
You came from another school in another part of town, but... This fella still threatens you? Is that it?
Well, not every day, just weekends and Saturdays.
Saturdays?
Yeah, he kind of works around jobs, you know, but Saturdays, I don't know, a few beers maybe, a whiff or two for all I know.
What do you mean, a whiff or two?
Well, I don't know nothing, see?
Anything.
Would you let me tell it? I don't know nothing, and I don't want no courts or cops or no help. If you're going to give me help, to heck with the 9 parts of speech. Because I don't want to be mixed up with nothing legal. In Watsonville, Well, never mind. Only sometimes they pick up the right guy for a juvenile delinquent and let the wrong guy go. To some people, if you're a young guy, you're a juvenile delinquent. All I want is no trouble with nobody. If I got trouble in spite of it, I'll work it out myself.
There, that's good, Kenny. Go ahead, Daddy. Go on over and see Grandfather. Because I promised Janie I'd fix Kenny a sandwich. He hasn't had anything since lunch.
I didn't even have no lunch.
Any lunch?
No, none. Good.
Sit right here. I can't think of any subject it'll be more useful to know than the rudiments of grammar.
Yeah?
I'll make the sandwich, sure. Okay. Let's go back over the parts of speech. Daddy, please go. He's self-conscious and shy.
Yeah. See you later.
What are the 9 parts of speech, Kenny?
Nouns, verbs, articles, adjectives, adverbs, conjunctions, interjections. Well, I leave out.
Father Barber's living room, 15 minutes later, Jack is saying, possibly for the third time...
The cable says Dan will be here Monday, Dad. We'll have to be patient, that's all.
Well, Hazel's an articulate woman. This cable tells nothing.
Well, it costs, I don't know what, 65 cents a word?
Needed here. All well at moment. Dan arrive alone Monday. We'll explain. Hazel.
There's nothing to do but wait
for
Monday.
She also implies somebody's sick. All well at moment. What's that but a confession that somebody... Listen to that.
Open the front door.
Daddy! Come in quickly! They heard Kenny! Daddy!
Jack!
I'm coming!
What's going on over there?
I don't know, but we live on the edge of a jungle, haven't you heard?
One Man's Family, which comes to you Monday through Friday, is written by Harlan Ware, directed by Carlton E. Morse, and features J. Anthony Smythe, Bernice Berwin, Paige Gilman, and Mary Adams. One Man's Family has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas through the worldwide facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Service. In Chapter 16, Book 134, Big News from Scotland. Frank Barton speaking.